Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. At the Rife Center in Grand Rapids tonight, the second annual Bonfire Chamber Music Festival. It's also tomorrow night. The event won't actually be at a bonfire, but rather inside the Rife Center. Here to tell us more, we are excited to have in our studio with us Mary Ellen Patnode, Jonathan Borja, and Pamela Kelly. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And we're going to hear some flute music later, Jonathan, so we're very excited about this. But first of all, for people who don't know, so that we don't feel like it's a big scary thing, what is chamber music?
Chamber music, well, think about what a chamber is. It's in a room.
Yeah.
You know, it's music for a few musicians, and those few musicians are sharing music with a smaller group of people. Now, it's a genre that became very, very, very popular, especially in Europe when they had the aristocracy would say, hey, come on over for dinner. We're going to have an elegant meal, and we're going to invite some important and great musicians. So people like Mozart, Beethoven, got their start in the salons. This chamber music. So written for a smaller audience. It's intimate. It's exciting because you get to see the musicians up close. So if you come to the Rife Center, it's not a really big hall. It's going to be in the Mary Ives Studio Theater. And Mary Ives is going to be there. She told me, I saw her at Air Espresso. We went out to lunch with my mom. And she said, I'm going to be there. And I said, oh, thank you. This is so nice. Thank you.
So there's a concert tonight and tomorrow night, and they're both going to be different?
They're both going to be different. Yeah, this is an outgrowth of a chamber music series that I've got in La Crosse. And so I'm bringing some of the programs that I've done in La Crosse up to Grand Rapids. And as I told Pam this morning and I've told Jonathan, it's for my mom. You know, my mom's 89 years old. She can hear me right. Hi, Mom. And she's 89 years old. She is just the toughest cookie you've ever met. But it's hard for her sometimes to get around, and she can't drive long distances. And so instead of getting her on the Jefferson bus, which she does do once a year, I'm like, we're going to try to get this music to you. So she's really excited. She's the supporter. She's the one that's sitting in the front row just beaming. She loves it. And
Dad was an artist. Was your mom a musician? Where did you get it from? Okay.
Yeah, my mom taught music in this area for years. She was an elementary music teacher. She was telling me about the last program at Central School. It was in 1972. And she said that Tom Cargis was in that choir, Sigrid Berg, at the time. And she did it up on the second floor. And they stood on the steps. I don't know where she had the piano, but there's lots of Patnode music making. My uncle, Tom Patnode, Coleraine City Band. Mm-hmm. We're competing with them tonight. Sorry, Uncle Tom.
Oh, boy. It's come down to family.
Yeah, it has.
What does that mean? Will he come tomorrow night?
He can't. His granddaughter has something in Hastings, Minnesota, so he can't. But he's been there. He was there Monday at McCrosty, and he's been really supportive. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great musician.
You know, I was kind of struck by the words you were saying to describe chamber music, that it like intimate and
this
sounds kind of like being at a bonfire.
Yeah.
In a weird way. You know?
It is.
Yeah.
What are you sharing? You know, sometimes at a bonfire, it's scary stories, but sometimes you're sharing a lot of information.
So how do you choose the music that you'll be playing?
I choose the music, at least for my series, built around a theme. And this last year, the program that Jonathan and I did was called Open Borders. And it was to show just the vast array of really great global music. Jonathan's a great programmer. I don't know if you want to say anything about it as well, but the one piece that we did that we're going to do again is by a Syrian composer friend of mine, Wasim Ibrahim. And he wrote a piece called Trauma and Silence for Jonathan and I. We're going to play it tonight. It's a troubling piece, but it was from the heart. And it talks about his family. They're in Damascus, and he hasn't seen them in 3 or 4 years. So, you know, it's real. So, Jonathan, I don't know if you want to say anything about the other music.
We also have music from the U.S. We have music by Aaron Copland, the Copland Duo, very famous piece of his, and it sounds like Appalachian Spring, so it has that ring to it. We also have music by Chinese composer Chen Yi, who actually lives in Kansas City. And we also have music inspired by the Native American tradition by Catherine Hoover. It's a piece called Winter Spirits. And then from Mexico, we have Samuel Zeman's Second Sonata that will be closing the program, and it has a lot of Latin rhythms in it and a lot of rock and roll influence as well.
Yeah, so people like it. You don't have to think that classical music is boring, because these programs are anything but boring.
So, Pamela, I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit, what instrument do you play? And
Okay, I'm a pianist.
Okay.
And Mary Ellen, I was remembering this morning as the first person I met in La Crosse when I moved there. And that's a great memory, because I got to go hear her play and was so very impressed. And we just struck it up right away, got along so well, and became very close friends, and our kids grew up together. So I ended up in La Crosse because my husband's a singer, and he got a job at the University of Wisconsin there.
Okay.
So I'm from the East Coast originally.
She's got degrees from Eastman School of Music and University of Louisville, University of Maryland, and
wow.
She was the top pianist in her class when she graduated from Eastman. So she's a very humble person.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like
There's no way she would have told us
lucky.
That.
And so we're going to do the planets for two pianos. And at first she's like, oh, Mary Ellen.
You're going to do what?
It's the planets, if you've ever heard it, by Holst. Hmm. And a lot of the movements you'll hear, like Jupiter,
you'll recognize a theme or two.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And so is there art to doing it together?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you practiced a lot? Or
oh,
you just,
yeah.
Oh, jeez, a painful look on the face.
Yeah. Especially before the first performance.
We performed the planets on April 21st. So it's still fresh enough that we didn't have to do too much work to bring it back. But it was a lot of fun.
We
had some late nights and we'd kind of giggle and laugh. We have known each other. I mean, I'm the godmother of her youngest daughter and and our two, we have daughters who are best friends. And so and we live a block away from each other. And we just have known each other.
So we can practically hear each other practicing.
Yeah.
So what's so difficult about it, doing it with another person?
Well, I think Mary Ellen and I feel a lot of things in a very similar way. You know, musically, our instincts line up well. So it's really has fallen together quite easily. But it does have its challenges, because with the piano, there aren't a lot of clues as to when the sound is going to occur. You're pressing a key. Nobody can see the hammer hitting the strings. So I think that's also true probably with the forehand that I've done, and she's done a lot of that with one of her colleagues. But we do nods, we look at each other across. When we're in performance mode, we're actually facing each other.
Okay.
Some of our rehearsing was side by side.
So the pianos are dovetailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can see her face, she can see mine.
And we give each other little conductor cues, you know, and you get to the point where you're kind of, you know, your tempos and phrasing.
So Jonathan brought an instrument, I understand.
And actually, I'm going to take a cue from Pamela not telling us that much about herself. Why don't you tell us about Jonathan, and then we'll hear him play, because he may also not tell us everything.
Jonathan teaches at the other university. He teaches at the university. I teach at a small Catholic school in La Crosse, and small college, private liberal arts. And I heard about Jonathan through a colleague who's now moved off and said, oh, you've got to meet Jonathan Borja. He's a brilliant guy, and he's a really, really fine flutist. I found out he was teaching music history, and he showed up at a couple of our concerts and made some small talk, and I thought, I'm going to ask this guy. I want to play with this guy. And so I asked him to do a program. We've done two programs now.
Well, we've done this one twice.
We've done this one twice, And so, but just so enjoyed working with him and getting to know him, and capable and brilliant as a flutist. You're going to be excited to hear him. Please come out and hear this young man play.
So, Jonathan, what'd she forget to say about you?
Well, I'm from Mexico. I grew up in Mexico. And I studied in Kansas City. And then from Kansas City, I came to La Crosse, and I've been teaching flute and music history there for 4 years.
So one of the things I always ask musicians is, you're going to be playing a flute right now. Tell us about flutes. Are there many, many, many different varieties?
Well, yes, there are. But in the classical world, we really play this, we call it the Böhm flute. It was developed in 1822. And from there, we have the piccolo, the alto flute, and the bass flute, but they're all pretty similar. But, I mean, there are Native American flutes, Japanese flutes, all kinds of flutes, all played similarly, but not always the same.
And do you play them all?
No, just this
really?
One. Yeah, just this one.
So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you the introduction to Samuel Zeman's second sonata. It's a soliloquy for just the flute, and then the piano would come in where I'll stop. So just a little bit of a taser for you.
That's beautiful, but it's fun watching Pamela and Mary Ellen in their eyes, in their ears, and how you listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's Jonathan Borja. He and Pamela Kelly and Mary Ellen Patnode will be in concert, in performance tonight and tomorrow night at the Rife Center. We're on Facebook Live right now. That's why I'm taking these pictures of you. Just what you always wanted, right?
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, I'm like accustomed to people learning to play the piano, maybe learning to play the guitar. How did the flute enter your life?
That's a good question, yeah. When I was about 14, 15, I saw a concert on TV, and I saw the conductor, and I thought, oh, that looks like a fun thing to do. I want to do that. And so I went in Mexico City, I went to the conservatory, and they have a degree in conducting. So I went there, and I asked, and they said, well, typically you want to play an instrument before, and then you would focus on conducting. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll play the flute. It just seemed like
the thing to
an instrument to play, and I chose it, and that was it.
And there's no looking back.
No, there was no looking back. Yeah.
So we always, do you learn something every day playing the flute? Or you just have it mastered?
No, I don't have. I mean, I have a certain degree of mastery of it, but we're always learning. There's always something new to learn, and there's always something new to do with, even with the same pieces. So we've been playing this program several times. I think, let's say, the Zeman Sonata, this is, I think, the 14th time this year that I play it. And every time I find a new way to do something better with it. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I always tell my students, you know, if you don't do music for your life, you've learned a lot of these lessons, and these are the transferable skills. You can always improve. And there's this idea of responsibility. You are committed to doing it right, and also, you know, you can always do something better.
So, Pamela and Mary Ellen, the same with piano?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always, you know, the discipline of just practicing, too. You know, you've got to be in shape. You know, you can't run a marathon without doing the training, and you can't perform a concert without practicing. And with chamber music, you have to work with the other musicians at the same time. It's not just solo stuff. It's not just about you. It's about making sure that you know your stuff and that you're listening very acutely to what that other musician is doing.
So you guys have to take care of your fingers. Jonathan, do you have to take care of your lips? That sounds strange. I don't mean that to sound weird, but
there are some things to it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I try not to get into fights. we were just having that conversation this morning. I will probably have dinner after the concert just So I'm not salivating, you know, I'm not those kinds of things for sure. You got to think about it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. You have to pace yourself.
Yeah. Pamela, do you watch your fingers? You make sure you're not, I mean, just with the devices we have and things we do, I mean.
Yes, I think you're a little more tuned in to protecting, especially as you get older. Yeah. I do a lot of stretching.
Okay.
To feel like I keep.
Oh, it's a whole body thing when you play the piano, yeah. though. I mean, and all of us as musicians have to just relax.
Yeah.
So for someone who doesn't necessarily know classical music, do you think they would like these performances tonight and tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think they're going to love them. I really do. I think the music is so energetic and entertaining, and just watching the musicians alone play this music. In fact, as I've been practicing, I get exhausted myself, but thinking about tonight's program with Jonathan, you know, there's a lot of energy in this music. People are going to be, I think, when they leave, they're not going to be asleep. You know, sometimes you go to a classical music concert and you think, oh, the program could have been, they could have done this, they could have paced it. It's just going to be great because there's a story in it and each work is different. Tomorrow night, my friend Nancy Oliveros on the violin will be joining Pam and I. So Pam and I are going to start with the familiar Hoedown and Saturday Night Waltz from Rodeo. And then Nancy and I are going to play a piece by John Adams. It's called Road Movies. And that has some swing. There's a piece called 40% Blues. And we call this piece, jokingly, Roadkill, because to get through it from beginning to end, there's going to be some roadkill. And then we do plan it. So really, two concerts, just come out, breathe it in, take it in. You don't get this stuff very often.
We know Mary Ellen grew up here. What are you guys thinking in northern Minnesota? How's your time here been so far?
Oh, I love it up here. It's beautiful. And I was thinking last night how, you know, you can see the stars so well up here. Even with the full moon, you could still see. And the planet sort of ties in nicely with that. As Mary Ellen was saying, that's Venus.
Yeah, Jupiter was really bright last night.
Oh,
and it's out there early. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it early.
All the many moons. Yeah.
This is definitely the farthest north I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's lovely up here.
You see the difference in the light.
I was rather hoping it would be, you know, getting dark at like 11 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
But not quite.
No.
It's a little chilly right now, which is unusual for us. But so that's Jonathan Borja, Pamela Kelly, Mary Ellen Patnode, and they will be in performance tonight for the Bonfire Chamber Music Festival tonight and tomorrow night at the Rife Center. Tickets available at Rife Center's website, rifecenter.org.
And at the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
Make sure you take care of your fingers and your lips today, the rest of the day. All right?
Thanks, John. Thanks.
Thanks.